Southwark News, Thursday, June 14th, 2012. Extra police drafted in after teenager shot in Peckham. Residents fear for safety after shooting in street. Gunshots rang out on a quiet residential Peckham street on Sunday, leaving one man hospitalised and local residents terrified to leave their houses. Shaken witnesses described hearing three shots fired and seeing a young man staggering across a car park with a gunshot wound to the leg in Hazel Close off Copeland Road at 6:30 p.m. Air ambulance landed at the scene to rush the 19-year-old victim to a nearby hospital, where he is said to be in a stable condition. One witness reported seeing a large group of people gathered in the area before the shooting, leading to speculation that it was gang-related. Extra police were called in the wake of the shooting, and the Met's specialised Trident Gang Crime Command is investigating. There have been no arrests so far. A local mum, who asked not to be named for fear of repercussions, said, "I came outside when I heard the gunshots to make sure my boy was okay, and saw the young lad staggering over from the car park. I knew what it was straight away when I heard the shots." The area was taped off by police, and residents were not able to leave their front gardens for 3 hours following the attack. The street is just yards from Bournemouth Close, where an innocent shopper was shot in the bottom by a stray bullet in March. According to local residents, the local area has been the scene of 4 shootings and a stabbing in the last few months, leaving local residents scared for the safety of their children. One local resident said, "It used to be nice round here. People used to fight to live on this estate, and now they fight to get off. There have been 4 shootings in the last few months. I don't go out after 5 p.m. anymore because it's just not safe." Detective Superintendent Neil Hutchinson, head of the gang unit in Southwark Police, said, "There's nothing to suggest a link with any other incidents. At the moment, we don't know what the motive is, and it is possible it is gang-related. We believe there was a group there, but we have very little information at the moment. We are appealing for any witnesses to come forward." Police are still working on forensics, but believe the weapon used was a type of pistol. In the region of 20 extra police were sent out to patrol the area through the rest of Sunday night to ward against possible reprisal attacks and to reassure the community. D.S. Hutchison added, "We are committed to tackling violent crime, and we have seen significantly fewer gun-related incidents in the last year than previous years. The long-term trend is that it's going down."